Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Dr. George Chiamps on a phone line. He's the emergency medicine doctor at the Northwestern Medicine Hospital near you. Let's see. There he is on line 7. Doctor, it's John Williams. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Good. Did I get your last name right? Pronounce that for us, sir.
Chiamps.
Chiamps. Pardon me. And you're an emergency medicine doctor at Northwestern, correct?
I am. Yes, sir.
Are you seeing people with the flu then, Doc?
Without question. I think the last 30 days or so has absolutely seen an increase. We're seeing probably triple the numbers that we saw in October and November.
To what do you attribute that? Why triple the number?
I think as the temperatures are, getting colder, more people are obviously indoors and probably spreading those viruses a little bit more than when it was, better temperatures.
There's also, I understand, the shot that people were getting this year has not been as effective as in previous years. Is that right?
Well, I think, the strains vary year to year. That's how they determine what the flu shot is essentially made up of. I think that is one contributor. I think, additionally, this time of year, we just see, increased numbers of individuals who are sick. And, whether it be the young, very young, the older, or those who have associated medical conditions.
I'm just looking at some of the statistics here. I was reading a story in the Chicago Tribune this morning. It says more than 900 lab tests in Chicago alone for the flu have come back positive since September. That's triple what we've seen in the past, actually more than that, says the Tribune. And nationally, 32 children have died. 21 of those were associated with influenza B. One last sentence from this story, Doctor. It says, across the country, levels of patients visiting doctors with flu-like illnesses remain high. And so far, there have been about 4,800 flu deaths, according to the CDC. I had no idea that flu was taking that many people each year,
Yeah, I think that, as far as the numbers are concerned, obviously the awareness of this, both in local and national news drives individuals to get tested. Sometimes people deal with these symptoms at home. But yes, I mean, the flu is, absolutely something that no one should take for granted. If they develop symptoms, one, they should reach out to their pediatrician or their primary care doc. And if they're struggling, if they have high fevers, if they can't tolerate any foods, they need to be seen immediately.
Well, if you've got the flu, right? I mean, because the cold is one thing, but the flu is a fever and body aches, right?
That's exactly right. I think when you have harsh body aches, a fever, fevers that are about 103, 104, high fevers, with some respiratory symptoms, runny nose, cough, sore throat, that combination really is more indicative of the flu versus just your common cold.
Doctor, I've heard people say that it's not that important to fight the fever. That is, that's a symptom, and what's bothering you is still bothering you. You still have the flu. What's your advice to people when somebody's running a 103, 104 fever?
Yeah, you still have to treat the fever. I mean, someone who has a fever of 103, 104 is not feeling great, and you want to control the fevers, because if you're not, then your likelihood of taking in fluids, being able to sustain yourself with that nutritional component, to be able to fight the illness is going to go down. So it's a combination of getting fluids in, controlling the fevers, and controlling your symptoms. And lastly, the flu can then turn into a pneumonia, some other comorbidities that we really get worried about that ultimately are leading to the deaths that you described earlier.
If I didn't get a flu shot, should I still go out and get one?
Yes, absolutely. If you haven't gotten the flu shot, call your primary care doc, get the flu shot. Overall, it helps not only yourself, and it helps everyone else.
Are kids more vulnerable to this?
Yes, they're very young, under 2 years old. If they have associated diabetes or asthma or other underlying illnesses, those are the most vulnerable.
How do I get it? I mean, is everybody equally exposed to the flu, but the weakest among us are more likely to experience the flu?
Well, it's passed through the air. Whether you're coughing, you're sneezing, it could be on your laptop, on tables. So I think it's upon all of us to have a little bit of responsibility when you go into work, when you're at home, to use hand sanitizers, wash your hands. In the wintertime, you know what? Maybe you're not shaking hands and not spreading those germs that obviously are creating some of these issues.
I shook somebody's hand the other day, and I instantly thought, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing that this year, or at least not right now. What is that, being hyper-cautious? Is that not necessary to worry about?
No, I like that thought. I think that's something, especially now these winter months, I think that's being protective, and it's something that probably you're seeing a little bit more amongst individuals.
Is this true? I might be able to pass the flu on before I even realize I have it.
That is true. You can have it before you develop symptoms, which may come up, 24, 48 hours later.
And then how much longer after I get the flu can I circulate in public again? How long am I contagious?
Well, really, you want to be asymptomatic, meaning you're not having fevers, you're not having any of the symptoms for at least 48 to 72 hours before you go back to work and back in the public.
Boy, that's aggressive to me. I mean, I think a lot of people, if they feel fine today and 36 hours, I got yesterday afternoon, so I'll skip that day and maybe today, but then I'm back at work. You think we should add another day on there, huh?
I do. I think that, depending on the duration that you were sick, you still may need, to get some nutrition, some hydration in you to really feel, at least 90% to get back to work.
Dan has a question we've asked, but I think it's good to ask again, just because I'm not sure I am completely up to speed on the answer. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the air.
Yeah, quick question. How effective is the flu shot this year compared to last? I know last year it was between 20 and 30% effective. Do you have any stats for this year?
I don't have the exact stats, but even if it is 30% or 40%, if it wasn't utilized, I think we would be seeing significantly higher numbers.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. I mean, I guess that's a good point. If it was 1%, it still might be better. You might be the 1%, and it's obviously much higher than that. But is this true, too, Doctor? The challenge is that the virus, when they come up with the shot for this year, they did it over a year ago, right? It takes that long to get it into production.
Yeah, they basically look at the proteins of the virus that they've been dealing with, and that is what they base on to put together the flu shots for this year. It's obviously difficult to predict what's anticipated for 2021, for example. So that is essentially the platform that they utilize to be able to create the flu shot. The reality is we, as a public, we also know what we should be looking for. And so I think being preventative, making sure that you're not spreading the virus, and then when you do become symptomatic, there's things that you can do. Get seen quick. I think for your listeners, if you feel like you are getting the flu, getting in to be seen and getting an antiviral, something like Tamiflu, where you really should start it within the first 2 days of your symptoms, max 3 days, can really reduce the amount of time that you're sick, can potentially reduce you getting sicker or developing a pneumonia. So I think it's really important for your listeners, if they do feel like they're getting the flu, get in as fast as possible, because there are things that we can do to help them.
Dr. George Champas is an emergency medicine physician at Northwestern. Nice to talk to you this morning, doctor. We really appreciate your help.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
You do too, sir.